This is Current State on 90.5 WKAR. There's something fascinating about a shipwreck. When one's discovered, it's like a window into the past. All the more exciting because it's been hidden in deep water for so long. The latest shipwreck discovered in the Great Lakes was announced just a few days ago. It was found off the coast of Oswego, New York, in about 500 feet of water. Known as the Lady Washington, it's believed to be the oldest commercial vessel ever to sail on the Great Lakes. Joining us by phone, Jim Kennard, who led the discovery team who found the shipwreck. Jim, welcome.
Good morning.
Also joining us by phone, Executive Director of the National Museum of the Great Lakes, Chris Gilchrist. Chris, welcome to Current State.
Thanks so much for having us.
Chris, this is the oldest commercial vessel found in the Great Lakes. How old are we talking about here?
Well, she was built around 1797 and sank in 1803, so we've pushed the 200-year mark on both points, which is really an extraordinary discovery and find.
What were the circumstances of its demise here exactly?
Well, I defer to Jim, who is the researcher and discoverer on that, because he really he knows the. In order to identify the boat, he knows the history more than anybody else.
Jim, what happened?
Well, I should correct the name. The name is the sloop Washington, and there is a little bit of confusion here because when the ship was sold to the Pennsylvania Population Company, there were two names that were suggested. One was Washington, the other was Lady Washington. The largest share owner, Robert Hamilton, from Queenston, Ontario, he selected the name Washington. However, the other name, Lady Washington, kind of stuck, and some kept calling it that. But what was being recorded both in the lighthouse records and customs records is the sloop Washington. The Washington was built near Lake Erie and transported around Niagara Falls over a portage road at that time. So it went up over land and traveled 8 miles on land, and not by sail, but by skids and rollers. And then the Pennsylvania Population Company actually sold it to a group of merchants in Queenston. So from about 1802 to 1803, it was sailing on Lake Ontario. And what it was doing, it was carrying furs, because the fur trade was big at that time, and they were transporting furs from the Queenston, Niagara area to Kingston and on to Montreal and then to the UK. Then on the return, it was bringing back more general merchandise like flour and salt and household type items from Kingston. And I believe they were also going to Oswego, which is kind of almost directly across the lake on the New York side, and then back to Niagara. So they left Kingston on November 6th, which is, you know, it's not a good time to be out on a lake in the gales in November, and
yeah.
We all know that song. And so it was coming back, and I suspect they were trying to make Oswego, because this is where we found the ship, you know, off of Oswego. And they got caught in a gale, and, unfortunately, they didn't make it, and the ship went down.
It's a morbid question, but were there casualties here? Were people rescued,
There were no survivors.
Okay. Chris, from your perspective, what's the historical significance of this discovery?
Well, I think if we look at it in the specific, each shipwreck tells a great story about what cargo it was carrying, perhaps even early ship design and naval architecture, the experience of the crew, how it was crewed, the fact that sloops were fairly rare on the Great Lakes at that time and pushing into the 19th century. But on a bigger picture, shipwrecks build enthusiasm for the topic of maritime history. We like to say that The Great Lakes holds 84% of the North American continent's fresh water, and there's a different story in every drop. Mm. And Jim Kinnard and his great crew are finding these drops, and they're big drops. The Washington is a big drop of water, which encourages people to say, oh, I didn't realize there's more about those things called the Great Lakes than I ever imagined. And that's really the great value, I think, to the general public, besides the very specific information about this particular wreck.
Chris Gilchrist is executive director of the National Museum of the Great Lakes. Jim Kinnard led the discovery team who found the Washington in about 500 feet of water. The announcement of its discovery was just announced last week. The Washington is believed to be the first commercial, the oldest commercial vessel ever to sail on the Great Lakes. Jim, you discovered the ship using side scanning sonar. For our lay listeners who don't know much about sonar and shipwrecks, can you walk us through how that works?
Yeah, well, I think if your listeners are familiar with ultrasound, which is the doctor uses it to look in, especially into a woman's womb, to look at the baby, so you see actually a picture of what the outline of the picture of a baby. Well, the side scan sonar is just like that, but it's just like on a bigger scale, and a image is created underwater by use of sound. And it's not just what's under the boat, but it's off to either side. And so the picture that's being presented to us now on a computer screen is kind of a waterfall display as we're moving along. The sonar picture of the bottom appears. It looks like an aerial photograph of the bottom, so that anything down there is going to show up. It's going to rocks or trees, sand waves, and of course a shipwreck, and even sometimes an airplane. And it does look just like what you would expect almost to see if you took the water away and shot an aerial photograph. And so this is how we look for these shipwrecks. And it depends on the way you set the range up, but typically we're looking out about somewhere around 1,200 foot wide area. So, and what we do is we sort of mow the lawn and go back and forth on longitude or latitude lines.
Okay.
And essentially mow the lawn and see what's there. Most of the time there's nothing there, but once in a while you get lucky.
Yeah, and I know you used a remotely operated vehicle to descend to the wreck. Did anyone dive down to the shipwreck itself?
The shipwrecks, most of them out in Lake Ontario, are way too deep for recreational divers, so we use a remote-operated vehicle with multiple cameras on board, and we had a black and white, plus we had an HD camera on board as well. So if your listeners would like to see video of it, you can go to our website, www.shipwreckworld, that's all one word, shipwreckworld.com, and you'll see a nice video. It's been playing on YouTube, and it's nearing almost 100,000 views, so I'm just amazed.
I'm surprised by the condition of the ship. It would appear to be in better shape than I would have expected it to be.
Yeah, you know, in the thing about ships in the Great Lakes and in fresh water is they don't disintegrate like they do in salt water. It's not because of the salt water. It's because in salt water there's a mollusk called a teredo worm, burrows holes in the wood, and after a while the ship just kind of falls apart. That mollusk doesn't exist in the Great Lakes. So if you are if the ship is in deep water where there's low oxygen content and there's no wave action, the ship is going to remain, going to deteriorate very, very slowly. The only problem we have now is the invasive species of the quagga mussel. They do attach themselves to the ship, and after a while they sort of clump up because they invite their friends, and then they all fall off, and they those clumps fall off and they rip little pieces of the wreck. But that's a very, very slow process, and those ships definitely we're very lucky that those old ships do survive, because as Chris pointed out, we can get a lot of information from the pictures and of what those ships look like, because there were no drawings or half hull models way back then. So
and the Great Lakes are shark free to boot, which is a nice advantage.
That's a good thing.
As well, Chris, put a little bit more perspective into this from your point of view. How many ships have been wrecked in Lake Ontario, and how many have yet to be found? Do you know?
I think that's my better question.
Yeah, I
to
think
answer.
Jim can do
right.
justice, because he's been on the Lake Ontario for, I don't know, 40 years, Jim.
Now you're putting numbers to my age. to give you a perspective, in the Great Lakes, there's been about 6,000 to 8,000 ships that have wrecked, but they're not all there. In Lake Ontario, about somewhere over 600 have wrecked, but most of them wrecked on shore, wrecked at the pier, some burned, some sank and were retrieved and put back into service. So my database says we've got about 200 ships out in Lake Ontario that still exist, and that's in an area of Lake Ontario that's 7,540 square miles. So that puts a ship maybe every 37 square miles there might be a shipwreck. But we have to be very selective where we go, because you just don't go out and just search anywhere. Based on the information that I've dug up about these ships, we select areas where the potential is where we're going to find something. And because otherwise, you could waste an awful lot of time, an awful lot of money. And we don't get that many days we can actually get out and search. We're lucky maybe 15 or 20 times in a season. Last year, we were down to 15. And sometimes we get blown off the lake.
I'm speaking with Jim Kennard, who led the discovery team that just recently discovered the Washington. We're also talking with Executive Director of the National Museum of the Great Lakes, Chris Gilchrist, down in Toledo. Chris, do you ever go out on any of these expeditions?
I'm actually the only executive director of a maritime museum who can't stand being on water because I get seasick, terrible seasickness. So I don't believe in micromanaging staff or volunteers or collaborators. So I just let Jim and his crew do the good work they're doing, and I await the phone call that says we think we found something, which is a great, great exhilarating experience.
What is the most, is there a wreck that we know about in the Great Lakes, and I'll direct this to either of you, Jim, well, I'll come to you first. Is there a wreck in the Great Lakes that you would like to know that is substantiated, that we know is out there, that is high on your list or tops on your list of wrecks that you'd like to discover?
Well, let me put it this way. The one that was on my list for over 30-some-odd years was HMS Ontario, the British warship. That would have been the Holy Grail, or one of the Holy Grails of the Great Lakes. We were fortunate to have found that in 2008. The Washington was the second. So that was the second one that was on our list. So
you need a new number. You need a new number one then. What's next?
I think the one that people are still wondering about is the ship called the Griffin.
Now, yes.
That was, 1679 when it went down, but it's been found by 22 different people in 22 different places and in two different lakes. So, the question is, does it still exist? Is it still out there? I think that's the mystery that still remains, and it may remain forever. Who knows?
We've got just 30 seconds. Whichever of you is more qualified to answer here, what happens now with the Washington? Will divers go down to study it, or will it be surfaced or just left alone? What?
No, the Washington is too deep. There's probably no reason to go back anymore. I think we have the measurements. We have the pictures. Unless there was some artifact retrieval requested by the state of New York, it will remain there forever.
Jim Kennard led the discovery team that just recently discovered the Washington in Lake Ontario. It went down in 1803. We also want to thank our other guest. Chris Gilchrist is executive director of the National Museum of the Great Lakes, which sounds like a place worth a visit in Toledo, Ohio. Jim and Chris, thank you for joining us on Current State.
Thank you so much.
Morning.